devices. It's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Family Feud, the show where two families are trying to guess what you reckon about stuff. The best guessing family stands to win $10,000 and also being the chance to win a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander SUV. Time to meet our families. First up, would you please welcome back our carryover champs who are here with us on their third night in a row from South Australia. Put your hands together for the Hunter family. And Ryan, two from two.
Two from two is pretty good.
10 grand twice equals 20 grand. We're going for 30 tonight.
Yes, we are at least 30.
Who's going to do it for you?
This is my big brother Rob, my cousin Mel, and my cousin Matt.
They're the Hunter family. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Welcome along. It's great to have you guys. Who's on board your team?
I have my son Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
His partner, Diana, and my other son, Jack.
Hey, Jack. Hi, guys. Welcome, everybody. Let's do it. Team captains, round one. Let's play the feud. Oh. Watch him, Daisy. Takes every chance he can get. No favouritism here. We surveyed 100 people. The top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you shake before using. Ryan?
Sauce.
Sauce is good. There it is. Hi, Rob.
Grant.
You're the animal catcher of the family, are you?
Yes.
What does that mean?
If anything's hairy, creepy, slimy, I get a call.
Like
including
Ryan?
Yeah.
Yes, we so did that to him.
The very first person that calls.
You beauty. So, like, how far would you go? Like, sort of snakes and stuff?
Yeah. Snakes, lizards, turtles, spiders.
Wow.
I'm not too fussed.
You just
animals
really
don't bother
are
me.
A man of the outdoors, aren't you?
I love animals.
And a lover of all animals.
All animals.
Name something you shake before using.
I use a lot of this myself, so I'm thinking hairspray.
Yeah, cool. It's nice of you to admit that in front of everybody. Is it on the board? Nice work. Great to have you back, Mel.
Great to be back.
I bet it is $20,000 richer.
Wasn't going to say that.
Holy moly, I said it for you. Name something you shake before using.
Milkshake.
Milkshake you shake before using. Righto, Matt, how you doing?
I'm going great.
Let's get into it. Name something you shake before using.
The salt.
You shake the salt? As you're kind of using. Okay, let's see if it's on the board. First front, back to the top. Ryan, have you decided what you're going to do with this money? Look, your reactions have been superb. You're obviously genuinely very excited.
I'm so excited.
And to win this kind of money...
That is a lot of donuts. Every flavour.
Yeah, you just get the whole lot, would you?
Chocolate, strawberry, vanilla. The list goes on. More chocolate.
Maybe something you shake before using.
I shake, in my job as a teacher, I shake a texter before I use it.
Wow, I so thought you were going to say children. Thank goodness you didn't. He shakes texters. Second strike. So the Newmans can steal here. So have a think about him, an option or two.
Sure.
Just in case the Hunter family drops the ball. Name something you shake before using.
A bottle of mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. That's true. Mel thought it was hilarious. Righto, Newmans, you get a shot at it. Jack, what would you say?
I'm going to say pancake mix in the...
Pancake mix?
I'm going to say protein, like protein shaker.
Yep. I was going to say protein shaker as well.
Yep. Excellent. Daisy, you're the boss here.
I am.
You've decided to come on the show and bring the family on board. You've dragged them along. They look like they're pretty happy to be here, though, just quietly. They've provided you with wonderful options. You can decide one of those or your own.
I'm going to make myself very unpopular with them and go with my own answer.
Yours is better, is it, Daisy?
Well, maybe.
Yeah?
I'm going to say cocktail shaker.
Ooh. Interesting. You ready to do it for the steal?
Sure.
Let's get the Newman some points. What about a cocktail shaker? Oh. First blow goes to the Hunter family. The remaining answers in our first question are flavoured milk. So it's 27 points is the opening blow to the Hunter family. If they win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be taking home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, this family SUV seats 5 comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support. And considering the way you guys are playing right now, you're 2 from 2, you could just take the car in just another couple of nights. Fingers crossed for you. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at home. I want the top answer to this one. Name a phrase that starts with back to. You fill in the blanks. We'll be back after this right here on Family Feud. Where two families are competing for the chance to win $10,000 before the break. I set you the challenge. Name a phrase that starts with back to, and the top answer was
the future.
Marty, gotta go back to 1985. Rob, Rob, Jordan, let's play. We surveyed 100 people, and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name a long-haired breed of dog. Rob.
Alsatian.
Alsatian. German Shepherd, same, same. Can you beat it, Jordan?
Probably not, but I think I'm going to say Saint Bernard.
Saint Bernard. No. Pass or play, Rob?
We're going to go, guys.
They're going to pass. You guys are going to play. Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself.
What do you want to know?
Everything? just start when you were born.
87.
Yeah. 87, cool. Yep. Good year.
Yep,
good year.
Great year.
Name a long-haired breed of dog.
An Afghan.
An Afghan?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. Whoa.
Oh, that's our answer. Hi, Jack.
Okay.
Good to see you, man. Do you know your dogs?
I know nothing about dogs. This couldn't have been a worse question for you. I don't even know if this is a breed, but we'll try Shaggy Dog.
Is that the technical Latin term?
I think so. I have no idea.
Jack says a Shaggy Dog. Aww. Good try, Jack. Daisy?
I'm in trouble.
Dogs not your thing?
Cats are our thing.
Oh, you're all cat people?
We are.
All of you?
Yes.
All have cats? Or you just share the same cat and you pass it around?
Share.
Yeah? That's excellent. What is it about a cat that you particularly love more than dogs?
Oh, no. Jordan's gone. Oh, dear, he started something there.
They don't bark.
Yeah, good start.
You don't have to walk them.
Yeah, true.
You don't have to bath them.
Oh, yeah. I'm sold. Name a long-haired breed of dog.
This is difficult for me.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Let's have a crack.
I'm guessing borzoi.
I don't even know what that is or how you would spell
it. It's sort of like an Afghan.
A boyzoi. That's 2 strikes. Right, the hunters could steal here. Jordan.
You're feeling super confident.
That smile is not hiding anything at all, is it?
I'm going to say border collie.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Because I think they come in both long and medium hair.
Mm.
Hey! That's pretty cool! Yeah. Long-haired breed of dog?
Maltese.
Maltese? Yeah. Yeah. Nice! And now we're back to Shaggy Dog Jack.
Have you got anything else, Jack?
Let's try a... I don't even know what they look like. A Labrador.
Okay. I think... Mm. Yeah, Jordan's got... That's like the shortest haired dog I think you can get. True stuff. Good try, Jack. That's the most important thing is you have a go. Matt.
Poodles.
Huh. Mel.
Chihuahua.
Rob.
Husky.
Husky. Ryan.
Ooh. I'm going to go with my voice, which is a bit husky. It's going to be husky.
Husky? Husky's good?
Husky.
Husky's good. This sounds like a blind stab to me. Give me husky on the board for the steal. Yeah. Whoa! Yeah. The Hunters do it. They've got some more points to celebrate like winners. Number 6. Golden Retriever.
Sheepdog.
Sheepdog. you go. Righto, 83 to the Hunter family. The Newmans are on zero, but it's early days. What's going to help Newmans right now is the fact it's double points. So, Jack, stay positive, OK? Mel, Diana, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something that starts with the word nuclear. Diana?
Nuclear bomb.
Nuclear bomb. Name something that starts with the word nuclear.
Nuclear reactor.
Ooh, very scientific. Yes. Yes. I bet you. When are you laughing at?
My answer.
Okay. Okay, then name something that starts with the word nuclear.
Family? I think you can have a nuclear family. Not like. Yes, yeah, see, you can.
Like a family that glows in the dark?
Yes. Family that glows in the dark together stays together.
Nuclear family on the board. Sorry, Ryan.
Rob?
I think a nuclear weapon.
Nuclear weapon makes a lot of sense. Nice work. Mel?
Waste.
What, nuclear waste. Name something that starts with the word nuclear.
Some reaction.
Nuclear reaction. That's 2 strikes, so the Newmans could steal this back and get their first points tonight. Ryan.
A war. They also cheered for family.
Nuclear war! He's back! Righto, Rob.
Nuclear submarine.
Nuclear submarine! Yeah. 3 strikes. Newmans. Jack, what would you say?
Say power.
Nuclear grand. Power. Fantastic response. Dave.
I would say power too, yeah.
Excellent. In agreeance, Jordan?
Radiation.
Nuclear radiation. And Daisy, being the captain, take one of those or your own.
I'll take the power.
Nuclear power?
Power.
Yeah. Sounds like a sure thing.
Sure.
Let's do it. Nuclear power. We got ourselves a competition. The Newmans jump back in the game to 136. Remaining answers are 8. Medicine. Or nuclear power plant. So, it's 136 to the Hunters on 83 right now. Look, are you bored at looking at your friends' selfies online? Then head to 10 Play and look at Family Feud instead. There's highlights, full episodes, and the bits that kind of went off the rails as well that we couldn't show you on TV. They're all there. After the break, come back. We all play for triple points right here on Family Feud. We'll see you then. Champs on their third night are on 83. The Newmans have it on 136 right now. And that's family gets to 300 points in this round, could win $10,000. And it's triple point time. So give me Matt, give me Jack. Let's play. Righto, we surveyed 100 people on the top. 8 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with bananas. Jack?
Monkeys.
Monkeys are good. Top answer, too. From Shaggy Dog to getting the top answer of monkeys, Jack's really coming along, isn't he?
He's developing.
If you guys are on for, say, about maybe 4 or 5 nights, he'll be firing by then. Hi, Jack.
Thanks, Grant.
He's quite buff too, isn't he? Good-looking fella.
Not shabby.
Was that part of your decision of getting him on the team? Was his fitness?
The only children I've got.
Well played, Daisy. Name something you associate with bananas.
Banana fritter.
Banana fritter. Lovely. Oh, first strike. Sorry, Daisy. How about you, Jordan?
I'm leaning towards banana smoothie.
Banana smoothie. Yes. Lovely. Yes.
I was going to say smoothie, but I think banana split.
Banana split. Yeah. Oh, Do you put sauce on yours? So you have the banana, you have the ice cream.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vanilla? Vanilla ice cream?
Vanilla ice cream, yeah.
What sauce?
Strawberry or fudge.
Ooh, fudge. I'm a caramel man.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Grant.
Name something you associate with bananas.
I'd say banana peel.
Banana peel. Dangerous. Name something you associate with bananas.
Bananarama.
That's going back a little. Bananarama. That's two strikes, so the Hunter family could steal.
I'm going to say fruit.
Banana.
Just fruit in general.
Because it's a fruit.
Yes, exactly.
Of course it is. Mm. Oh, three strikes. Good try, though. Okay, Matt.
Yellow.
Yellow. Oh. Mel.
Lollies.
Oh, yeah. Rob.
Milkshake.
Banana milkshake. And Ryan.
None of those. I'm going for the banana cake.
Banana cake?
Yes, like right now I'm going for some.
Yeah. You're just going renegade on this one. He's calling the shots, Ryan. He wants to get back in the lead with banana cake. Bang, double, two. Great strategy. Aggressive play by the Hunters. Gets them back in the lead of the competition. Number eight.
Bunch. Bread. Yellow.
Yellow. And because of that stunning bit of play and good captainising, just made up a word then, Ryan, it's taken you to 251. It's 136. No one's reached 300 points, so we go to sudden death. Team captains to the podium, please. Ooh. Yeah. That's my girl. That's my girl. Suffer in your jocks, Ryan. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Best of luck to the both of you. Name something with a buckle. Ryan.
Belt. Belt. My belt has a buckle.
Does belt a belt has a buckle? Get out of it. Which means, unfortunately, we say goodbye to the Newmans, Daisy, Jordan, Diana, Big Jack. Oh, man. You're bummed out by that, aren't you, Daisy?
So annoying.
That's not what you came in to do, was it? Did you have fun at least?
Loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a wonderful family. They're not going home empty-handed. We're going to give them a gift card for $1,000 from Showcase Jewellers, your local independent jeweller. So, happy buying, at least. A little something from us to you guys. They are the Newmans. Hunters, let's go for the third time. This is a hot, hot, hot winning streak. You guys make a great team. Can we do it for the third time?
Third time lucky.
Let's go. You're back there. You and I shoot for 30,000 could be the total that they win if they can get fast money next.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Here on the Feud, let's see if the Hunter family can win some cash. If you thought they were good in the opening rounds, you wait till you see them in Fast Money. That's where they shine. Now, if you and Ryan get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. That'll take your tally to
$30,000.
Ryan is now in our soundproof booth, courtesy of Best and Less, and can't hear your answers. I don't know what he's looking at, but it's something high. I'm going to ask you five questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer, OK? Now, if you pass, we'll come back if there's time. The clock starts at the end of the first question. So, you set?
I'm ready.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck.
Thank you.
How would you pass the time during a power blackout?
Cards.
Name something a gardener would bring to work.
Tools.
Name a hobby that involves glue.
Pass.
Name something dogs do while riding in a car.
Stick the head out the window.
Name something people like doing around a fire.
Roasting marshmallows.
Name a hobby that involves glue. Out of time, I'm afraid. Good try, though. Let's go. Now, you did miss a question.
I know.
But that seems to be a bit of a continuous theme for you, because you've done that in the past two previous attempts. You've done the same thing. Missed one question, but it hasn't affected the outcome.
Fingers crossed.
You've still won each time. Let's see how you go. How would you pass the time during a power blackout? You said, play cards. The survey says, 5. Oh. Name something a gardener would bring to work. You said, tools. The survey says, just 9. You struggled on the hobby question. Name a hobby that involves glue. You unfortunately didn't answer in time. 0 is the score. Name something dogs do while riding in a car. You said, put the head out the window. Survey says, yeah. That's a pretty high score, that one. Name something people like doing around a fire. You said, roast marshmallows. The survey says, you know what, Laura, I've realised about you? You don't even need 5 questions. Righto, head back to the family. Clear the board. Well done. Completely on par with so far how you've gone in two previous attempts. You need 87 points to get $10,000. She played well, you'll play well. Let's win some money, shall we?
Sounds good.
Gonna ask you the same 5 questions. If you're the second player, you know how it works. You get an extra 5 seconds. Now, if you pass on a question, we'll come back if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Mel's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question, mate. Best of luck. How would you pass the time during a power blackout?
Talk to friends.
Name something a gardener would bring to work.
Boots.
Name a hobby that involves glue.
Scrapbooking.
Name something dogs do while riding in a car.
Put the head out the window.
Try again.
Bark.
Name something people like doing around a fire.
Singing.
Excellent job. I've got a good feeling. Do you have a good feeling?
I've got an okay feeling.
Yeah. How would you pass the time during a blackout? You said, you talk to people and stuff. Survey says, 5. Sleep?
Sleeping.
You would have had the top answer.
It's a great idea.
82 for $10,000. Name something a gardener would bring to work. You said, he'd take his boots. Survey says, lawnmower.
Of course.
Top answer was lawnmower. Name a hobby that involves glue. You said, scrapbooking. The survey says, 24. Art and craft was the top answer. So we now need 58 for $10,000. Name something dogs do while riding in a car. You said, they bark. The survey says, 19. Mel had the top answer of putting the head out the window. Name something people like doing around a fire. You said,
Sing.
Bit of kumbaya?
A lot of kumbaya.
Lot of kumbaya. You'll be singing if you can make this 39 or more, because that would be $10,000 coming your way. You ready? We want 39 or more. The survey says, the project's coming up next. It's news for all the family. I'm Brad Denyer. Good night, Australia.